This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And I just don't think he fits the moment.
That's current New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio blasting former Mayor Michael Bloomberg for considering running for the White House. Bloomberg, a former Republican and former independent, has recently registered as a Democrat for a possible 2020 run. De Blasio says there is no way that Democrats would nominate a billionaire who epitomizes the status quo.
The Democratic Party is today is squarely focused on all issues of equality, income inequality, racial and ethnic equality, gender equality.
De Blasio pulled out of the race not long ago. Former President Jimmy Carter going into surgery shortly to relieve pressure on the brain from bleeding after two recent falls. The 95-year-old Carter admitted to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta last evening. This is USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit RobertHalf.com.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
The impeachment inquiry continues on Capitol Hill with an update from USA Radio News. Here's correspondent Robin Walensky.
The impeachment inquiry hearings scheduled to get underway Wednesday on Capitol Hill as more transcripts released. It's expected the White House will release a transcript of its own of President Trump's first phone call with the Ukrainian president from back on April 21st. Multiple sources now saying no issue at all with that call. The latest battle, though, on Capitol Hill revolves around who Republicans want to call as witnesses. California Republican Devin Nunes wants to hear from nine people, including the whistleblower, Hunter Biden, and his dad, former Vice President Joe Biden. But in a letter to Nunes, Democrat Adam Schiff saying calling the whistleblower to Capitol Hill would be redundant and unnecessary. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Mexican authorities have arrested suspects in the massacre of nine women and children in Mexico that had dual U.S.-Mexican citizenship. They were shot and killed while driving in northern Mexico on November 4th. Investigators believe they were caught in the midst of a fight for territory between two drug cartels. They were members of a Mormon offshoot colony that wasn't affiliated with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints itself. Investigators in Florida say an Oklahoma police chief is dead after he got into a fight with one of his own officers. Authorities say Manford, Oklahoma police chief Larry Miller was found dead in a Pensacola Beach hotel a couple of days ago, and Officer Michael Neely is charged with murder and being held without bond. The two were in Florida for a conference, but no other details about the incident have been released. And Disney's new streaming service will be launching today. Disney Plus is going to offer hundreds of Disney-related movies and TV series for $6.99 a month. The lineup includes everything from classic animated features from, you know, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs to a huge collection of Marvel cartoons and movies and just about every Star Wars flick. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll. That's what it's all about here. Welcome. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, that great philosopher Jimmy Cobb, the lead singer of the Snake Oil Salesman, wrote, "Hoax separates fact from fiction and drags many ugly things we often simply refuse to believe in squirming into the light." The author of the Hate Crime Hoax, How the Left is Selling a Fake Race War, Professor Wilfred Riley joins us. Always good to have him with us. Professor, welcome to the show. As always, how are you doing, sir?
Bill, as always, very good to be back on the air with you.
Well, you know, I think that aged philosopher Jimmy Cobb had it right. I mean, you know, separating, you know, fact from fiction, I've often said, and I tell the kids all the time, Professor, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And in this information age in which we live in, we're still yet to really define the rules of information. I mean, we're kind of, heading full steam ahead. And the court of public opinion suddenly has more standing than a regular court.
Yeah, well, first, I think that Jimmy Cobb would agree with me on one of my major takes about modern politics, which is that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yes.
And I think that around issues like that, the court of public opinion can produce some things that are useful. If you're talking about some of the modern issues that are going on in more serious political affairs, the various Trump, quote-unquote, impeachment proceedings and so on, I think there might be a little more value to what the actual legal process produces.
Mm-hmm.
But both do exist in our era, which is an interesting time to be alive.
Well, only because you brought it up, and I want to go back. I want to rewind just a moment because you said it so quickly. It is your opinion, and I would say many. I mean, I had an early conversation with the infamous pathologist Michael Bodden, as you may know, from Fox fame and what have you. I mean, you know, he's the go-to guy. In fact, it was his family, Epstein's family, who said, look, we want you to observe the autopsy. And he was there. And even initially, he said, there's just too much suspicion around this deal. This is not, a hanging. This is not a typical hanging. This looks more like a homicide than a suicide.
Yeah, I think that's correct. I mean, and I did say this initially almost teasingly, but no, like I would assume the majority of Americans, I do not believe that Mr. Epstein was entirely responsible for his own death. I do a fair amount of security consulting work. My background, I'm a political science and criminal justice professor, and that brings me into contact with a lot of Leos, a lot of people that work in law enforcement in the USA, and I have some experience in that field myself, went to law school. And if you look at this situation, I mean, this is a guy who was placed in a suicide-proof cell. As I understand, you're talking about the standard, 14-foot-high inclined ceilings.
Mm-hmm.
There were cameras that were supposed to be monitoring him 24 hours a day. he's not a blue-collar guy, not a man who worked with his hands. He was some kind of investment banker. So it's a pretty safe and secure situation here. And, I mean, he was found hanging from a top-tier brace in his cell. Apparently all of the guards that were supposed to be watching him were asleep or somehow not on duty. Stories vary. My favorite part was that the cameras all malfunctioned. In his cell, and in fact outside his cell, throughout at least a portion of his wing. And I mean, obviously the thing that makes this a bit suspicious beyond the facts themselves is, I mean, the context of Epstein. This is a guy who was kind of the celebrity youth pimp to very famous, powerful people. He's been associated with Bill Clinton. He's been associated, although only in passing, with the current president. He's been associated with the British royal family, which has had a lot to say about this. So, I mean, when this guy, when someone who is on a first-name basis with British princes in a situation this embarrassing turns up with a broken neck, I mean, yeah, I think people are going to have questions.
Well, without... go ahead.
Just a final comment here, but I mean, there are a lot of crazy details in this case. I mean, didn't they find a painting of Bill Clinton in a frilly blue dress in Epstein's house?
Exactly. Yes.
Weird stuff. Weird business. I mean, it's
Yeah, it is strange. And some of it, goes when, like some people think, I think they go, well, you know, he probably deserved it. So it's kind of just, they just kind of just let this go, you know, which I find is quite bizarre, because to let it go means that we're just going to turn our back on Lady Justice. And that's scary.
To let it go means we don't avenge the victims, essentially.
Right.
I could care less about Epstein. The question is, and this again gets into some of the kind of suspicious things that went on here. I don't remember every word here, and I don't want to exaggerate, but when Epstein died, the individual who's going to be the presiding judge in the case said, basically, we're not going further. There will be no other defendants. There will be no further inquest. This is pretty much done because Epstein is dead. And I'd be very, very interested in the testimony of these surviving female witnesses about who was actually down there playing on Lolita Island.
Yes.
I mean, I'd be interested in the release of, there are apparently 926 names that have been associated with Epstein in the original, the transcripts, the documents of related to the criminal proceeding. I want to know who all those guys are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you would think, but it became rather convenient for the judge to just close the case, right?
Well, I mean, you're not going to make any enemies that way. I think it's fair to say.
Right. Well, let's transition now to the political arena in separating, you know, fact from fiction. And let's talk about what we do know, Professor. What do we know about the conversation that took place between President Trump and Zelensky?
Well, I've read the transcript, and I think that the facts themselves are fairly undisputed. I mean, President Trump had a somewhat lengthy conversation with the leader of the Ukraine, and they touched on a number of issues. And the key issue at hand in terms of the Trump, quote-unquote, impeachment inquiry is whether Trump demanded or Trump offered a quid pro quo to the Ukrainian PM in exchange specifically for investigating a political opponent of his, Joe Biden. And my own take is that it would be very, very difficult to prove this. Quid pro quos themselves are not necessarily illegal or even frowned on. So, I mean, Mr. Biden, obviously, as almost everyone on the right by this point knows, himself has stated that he demanded a quid pro from the Ukrainians, that they were to fire a legendarily corrupt, to be fair to Mr. Biden, prosecutor, or he would not give them $1 billion in aid. So that is a direct quid pro quo. And, of course, what complicates that situation is that Joe Biden's son, Hunter, who has, by the way, no background whatsoever in the oil gas arena, but Joe Biden's son, Hunter, was one of the fairly highly paid board members of Burisma, one of the leading energy conglomerates in in the Ukraine, who had been investigated by the specific prosecutor that Biden was referring to. Mm-hmm. So you could argue that Joe Biden was saying, whether or not there was an ongoing case, you have to fire that quote-unquote SOB who looked into my son for 2 years, you won't get this money. So that's a direct quid pro quo. What Biden is saying, of course, and there may be some truth here, is that he didn't condition that money on the firing of the individual who targeted his son. He conditioned that money on the firing of a crook, essentially. One of those would be fine, one wouldn't be.
Exactly. We've got to take a break. We've got more from Professor Riley after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Bill Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Awkward moment and all. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Dr. Wilfred Riley continues, author of the book Hate Crime Hoax, How the Left is Selling a Fake Race War. Ladies and gentlemen, look, it is time to embrace critical thinking once again. We're being duped in this information age that we're in. There are some typical fact patterns, Professor. I think that, and it's interesting that the Democrats are the ones that talk about these fact patterns. And they seem to be consistent, whether we're talking about a Russian hoax, the Kavanaugh hearings, you know, the same type of process, all coordinated with the mainstream media where the narrative is the same talking points. Interesting that, you know, you don't hear the same talking points necessarily being embraced or having them migrate into the Republican side or conservative side, but it's only from the media and the Democrats. So we're getting worked here, are we not?
I think that right now, definitely on the left side of the aisle, what you see is a coordinated desire to brand the Trump administration specifically as illegitimate. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is something that there's been a fair amount of writing about in political science. Hillary Clinton, as you probably know, wrote a book about the election called What Happened? And the question there is, how could the candidate that was almost universally predicted as the winner, the candidate who is the wife of a former president, a former senator, how could she have lost to this guy, the guy with the long red tie from reality television? Mm. And almost from the start, the primary explanatory story was the fix was in. The Russians were helping out Trump, if you remember, the bots and trolls that allegedly won him the election. Once he was in power, he was going to surround himself with, quote unquote, illegitimate white men, so on. And I think you've seen this same storyline spring up through the initial Russia claims, through the claims that, I mean, Mr. Kavanaugh, as I recall, was a gang rapist. He was putting hard drugs in the punch at high school parties and so on, into the scenario now. And to some extent, there is an absurdity to at least the extreme claims that are being made. I mean, Russia and Ukraine geopolitically are existential enemies.
Right.
So, I mean, one question would be, is Trump in the pay of the Russians or is Trump in the pay of the Ukrainians? It's one or the other. But very easily, I think you've seen a pivot from the first claim, which is that he's a Russian asset, to the second claim that he's bribing the Ukrainians and he might be a Ukrainian asset. And I think both of those go to the same root cause, which is there's no way this guy could have won. He must be branded illegitimate. In the interest of fairness, I will say you are seeing coordination on the left now, but this has happened in both directions over the years. I mean, I would suspect you saw a fair amount of coordination on the right against Bill Clinton back in the 1990s. But that's neither, that's neither here nor there right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, it's a proven political practice. I mean, let's accept that. It's just right now it happens to be demonstrated, you know, clearly by the left. And you see this stuff and you go, wait a minute. I mean, here you have people on the left aspiring for the Oval Office, Democrats, and they're talking about unity. But what they continue to promote are things that disunify us.
Yeah, I think that's correct. To some extent, there are a couple of interesting narrative storylines here. And one of them is the astonishing coordination of the media around the same stories. I think you pointed that out, did a good job of illustrating that, where you see CNN, MSNBC, and so on with virtually the same talking points. And I think that that is kind of a counter to the quote-unquote democracy dies in darkness storyline you see very often from the left-wing media about total independence. And a second idea that I think many of my left-wing friends actually believe this. I had trouble believing that they did at first. Mm-hmm. But a second idea is that Trump is extraordinarily dangerous, President Trump is, mm-hmm. and it's worth almost any means to try to remove him from office. And I think that that's part of the background in terms of some of the desperation or some of the intensity you're seeing here. Mm-hmm. You probably remember when Don Lemon launched his show by staring dead into the camera and saying, I'm Don Lemon, this is CNN, President Trump is a racist.
Right.
And that's something you don't normally see from very mainstream media. And the reason for that, I think, is this idea, one, that the election was illegitimate, which it was not, and two, that the left is resisting right now, that Trump is an unusually dangerous leader, the like of which we haven't seen before. And as a political scientist, I think if you actually go back to our presidents, Andrew Johnson, Richard Nixon, I mean, there's just, Trump is by no means one of the more dangerous presidents we've had in office. Mm-hmm. I think he's behaved as a standard center-right president. In fact, if you look at his actual focuses, the panic noise aside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that what it comes down to is, like you said, is that the outcome that they expected didn't happen. And so you've got the traditions of the Beltway that's screaming that a lot of it, as I mentioned in an email to you last night, boils down to some, kind of just political infighting and jealousy and arrogance. And what bothers me is the statements that are made even by attorneys on the political side, you know, by Slawell and, you know, and Nancy Pelosi and others. There's no due process in their statements. Their statements are come with full indictment and as a matter of fact. And this only adds to the fire and the perception for those on the left that think that Donald Trump is evil incarnate.
Yeah, I think that's correct. I mean, a phrase that keeps coming up on the right side of the aisle is deep state. And without getting into the conspiratorial, I mean, there is some truth to that. One of the realities of Washington, as you know and I know, is that there's a very entrenched bureaucracy that much below the top position, the old line is secretary and ambassador, stays the same through presidential administrations. And I think that Trump, seen as a gauche outsider, a New Yorker, again, the guy with the long ties, has shocked that group in a way that Mr. Bush didn't, in a way that Obama didn't, so on down the line. So if you look at the whistleblower, I mean, the whistleblower is a career D.C. guy.
Mm-hmm.
There are pictures of him circulating on, for example, Twitter, standing in the Rose Garden, watching, I believe, the Obama inauguration. So you're not seeing someone with no partisan background come forward out of the sheer good of their heart. What you're seeing is a backlash from, to some extent, the political class to this person who's seen as an existential threat to the political class. And I think that that's one of the reasons for the very intense language you're seeing. That's one of the reasons for the assumption of guilt that you're seeing. Now, obviously, again, coming from the political science, nonpartisan portion of my background, some of the things that Trump has done are not ideal. I mean, ideally, you wouldn't want any quid pro quos proposed to foreign leaders under circumstances like those that you saw in the Ukraine call.
Mm-hmm.
But I would assume that this, in fact, I wouldn't assume, we saw one from Biden. This is something that goes on extraordinarily frequently.
Exactly. It is what they breathe. And now all of a sudden, I mean, there's stories of Nancy Pelosi, what, at 10 years old, she was in her father's office when he was mayor, and she gets on the phone, and she quid pro quos the guy on the other side as a 10-year-old. Come on, give me a break.
You gotta start young.
Yeah, I guess.
If you want to make it to the top.
Right.
But no, I mean, overall, I don't think that Trump is a perfect or innocent man. I mean, at this level of existence, obviously, no one is perfect. I do think that you're seeing this frenzy, one, for partisan reasons. We've seen this from the right. We've seen this from the left. The Democrats, in particular, have moved to impeach every Republican president since, I believe, Eisenhower.
Mm-hmm.
They've at least talked about it. They've usually started some kind of proceeding. But I do think that the unusual intensity here is due to Trump's presumed outsider status.
Without a
doubt.
Yeah,
and you've kind of seen an exponential effect where first he came in as an outsider. The claim immediately is this might not be legitimate. And then the media's intense focus on him because of that led to many stories around claims, tweets that were claimed to be racist and so on. So the groundswell has developed over time. And now there is a genuine feeling on the left. Trump is a monster. We need to get rid of him.
It's pretty scary. Well, they've convinced themselves because this is the narrative that they've bought in. And, you know, what I'm concerned about is that more people are coming into that camp. And so what's going to happen when the truth hits them in the face?
Well, I think that what you're going to see is two reactions. So there's an underlying story beyond this, which I think is what we want America.
And we only got about 10 seconds left, Dr. Riley. So look, as always is the case between you and I, we just need more time. So it's a good reason for you to come back. All right? Thank you.
Sounds good. Look forward to it.
This is sponsored by Facebook. With the 2020 elections in the U.S. just over a year away, Facebook is announcing several new measures to help protect the democratic process and is providing an update on initiatives already underway. Facebook is taking seriously its responsibility to stop abuse and election interference on its platform. It has made significant investments since 2016 to better identify new threats, close vulnerabilities, and reduce the spread of viral misinformation and fake accounts. Robert Trainum is the head of public affairs at Facebook.
We are much, much better at combating foreign interference in the 2020 elections. The second thing is we're doing a better job of making sure that misinformation is not spread as quickly on the platform. And the third thing that we're doing is increasing transparency when it comes to political ads and what politicians will be saying on the platform.
For more information, visit newsroom.fb.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And I just don't think he fits the moment.
That's current New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio blasting former Mayor Michael Bloomberg for considering running for the White House. Bloomberg, a former Republican and former independent, has recently registered as a Democrat for a possible 2020 run. De Blasio says there is no way that Democrats would nominate a billionaire who epitomizes the status quo.
The Democratic Party of today is squarely focused on all issues of equality, income inequality, racial and ethnic equality, gender equality.
De Blasio pulled out of the race not long ago. Former President Jimmy Carter going into surgery shortly to relieve pressure on the brain from bleeding after two recent falls. The 95-year-old Carter admitted to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta last evening. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep. The options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Eddie Scarry joins us now. Eddie, how you doing? Good to have you with us, buddy.
Hey, good morning. Happy to be here.
Hey, Eddie is, of course, a commentary writer for the Washington Examiner, and we've got lots to talk about here. You know, we were talking earlier with Professor Riley out of Kentucky about the abandonment of critical thinking. And people need to reengage, you know, some critical thinking here, especially in light of this impeachment process that has been taking place, the way it's been thrust upon us. I mean, whether it's, you know, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, he seems like he's cast from, he's a central casting character who comes into play here, is conveniently wearing his, you know, full dress uniform to add credibility to his testimony and, you know, to supposedly validate what he heard on the phone. And when you hear his testimony, you realize, you go, what he's talking, he doesn't have really a main problem with what was talked about. He has some opinion. And the same thing with William Taylor. You see a lot of opinion, you know, flying back and forth, which amounts to me, for anybody that's worked in any company whatsoever, Eddie, you get people who, you know, kind of backbite the leadership of an organization that, you know, don't particularly care for a particular policy that may come down at any given point. And you hear the complaining that takes place. And it seems to me that this is a lot about, you know, people's complaint about Donald Trump's process, but not necessarily the substance. What do you say?
Well, right. This really is this is not a partisan. I mean, the impeachment kickoff was partisan. Democrats did this for partisan reasons. Nancy Pelosi saw that, one, the House was rudderless, but Democrats in the House couldn't get anything done. Not only that, but the children that were recently elected have gone completely insane. She can't control them. One of them even called her a racist.
Right.
And then you have the 2020 primary going on, which is a complete embarrassment to the party. So she had to break the glass on impeachment so that they all said they all could focus on something, and that hopefully it worked that the media would start talking about impeachment, talk about Trump again. Don't look at what's going on over here with this circus of a primary. And so that was done for partisan reasons. But what we're looking at, the dichotomy now that we're going through the actual process, is the deep state again and how it's reacting to an outsider. It's the permanent Washington bureaucracy, and that's pretty much what every single one of these people that's going forward and testifying, and they're testifying that they didn't like what was happening. They didn't like that President Trump was asking these questions on the phone. Well, that's simply a political disagreement about the way Trump operates.
Exactly.
The president was elected. I don't think I'm going out on a limb by saying that he was elected not to do things the way they've always been done before. But that's how the permanent bureaucracy reacts. They need things to go like they've always happened before. The purpose of your bureaucracy is to keep everything, to keep the status quo. Exactly what you were saying, like Vindman, he goes in there in his uniform, he talks about his sacred duty, and he refers to himself as a patriot. I mean, these are standard career government workers, and this has nothing to say with his military service. Obviously, we thank him for that. But to see him, describe himself that way, but two, the news coverage of it is what these are credible. I was watching even just on CNN just a minute ago, the anchor correspondent, that these are all credible witnesses because they've worked under multiple presidents of different parties. Well, no, that's precisely what makes them terrible witnesses, because all it means is that these are the people that are in charge of making things stay the same that they've always been, to keep everything the same. Yes, they don't like the way that maybe Trump conducted himself on the phone. Maybe that's not everyone's cup of tea. But there's an election coming around, and if we don't like it, we can have our say about that. But I don't think there needs to be this entire coup of, you know, the permanent bureaucracy, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, that rises up and tries to check this president, and effectively undo the 2016 election.
Well, exactly. And behind that, go back to what you just said. In order to keep things the same, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican in the White House, and we want everything to stay the same, why? Because it's always been successful?
Right, exactly.
I mean, really? Exactly.
The same for the sake of itself?
Yeah.
That just seems silly.
Right, but that's exactly what's happened. See, they're upset because somebody moved their cheese. They don't like their cheese being moved. And so this bureaucracy, this unelected layer of dark shadow bureaucracy, some have called the deep state. John McLaughlin, I mean, finally came out and just said, thank God for the deep state. I mean, there's this controversy. Every once in a while you get these talking heads, you know, from the left that will say, well, deep state, that's so conspiratorial. You guys are just making stuff up. Well, whatever it is that you want to call it, the fact of the matter is that group, including Stroke, including, you know, what the evidence is indicating, you know, the James Comey's, the Stroke Page, this cabal that has taken place, did everything they could to effect a coup. And the coup is still underway. They have not given that up, because here we are. We've got a parade of useful idiots that are coming in dressed in military, formal attire to, give us this sense that they're just so credible. But it's the same thing. I feel like we're being worked again in much the same way we were worked in the Kavanaugh hearings with Dr. Blasey Ford, that she was worked and they went and got her out of central casting and brought her into the parade, and we went through all this exercise. And what happened? I mean, it's like this lie has been allowed to be perpetrated and to linger. So this is what we're going to happen? I mean, it's like, okay, we still can't figure out who killed JFK, and so now we're going to still try to figure out, several decades down the road who in fact tried to effect a coup on a duly elected president. Is that what we're going to end up talking about for the next 30 years?
Well, it's just endless investigations. And Trump has undergone at least four different investigations, all by Democrats. You had Obama's FBI spying on his campaign. You have the endless chase for his private tax return. You had the Mueller investigation. Now we have an impeachment. And again, we keep seeing investigations that they're investigating things that didn't happen. The spying on Trump's campaign was to find, you know, because they believed he had something that maybe that they had something to do with the WikiLeaks and the emails. Well, that wasn't true. Mm-hmm. The Mueller investigation trying to find conspiracy with Russia, that didn't happen. Obstruction, which never happened.
The thing is, that's so idiotic, is the very thing they're accusing Trump of is the very thing they were doing. And so, you know, and here we are going through this exercise. And, of course, you know, the Democrats are supported by the mainstream media doing us no favors whatsoever. And, you know, we're paying for this incompetent government that we have right now. We, the people, it's coming out of our treasury. What do they care? As you say, they spent over $70 million investigating Trump after, you know, for the Russian collusion. And what did we get? We get bupkis. And that's not enough. So now let's do another round and waste more of the people's money and forget about the USMCA, forget about any kind of trade deals, forget about anything that is going to continue to buttress this robust economy to where we could push the pedal to the metal and really do something exciting for all of America. And as I see even right now, Eddie, I'm not seeing, you know, you know, Don Lemon says, oh, you know, the president's a racist. Well, you know, I don't see the economy just only taking care of white people. I mean, the economic numbers are right across the board. They're non-discriminatory.
Sure. And again, the whole one of the main accusations against Trump being that he's doing that he wanted investigations that were going to help him politically. Well, all of the investigations that Democrats have been doing for the last 3-4 years have all been for political reasons. You think that tying Trump up with this, you think that they want his tax return just to make sure everything's on the up and up with his taxes? The IRS takes care of that. They right. want it so they can leak it and hurt him. The purpose is, and this impeachment thing, the purpose is to hurt him going into 2020. Otherwise, this is not a great time to have an impeachment. It's going to take, you know, normally it would take a while. We would get close to the election, and then it's, well, we're up against the election. What's the purpose of impeaching?
Exactly.
That Trump decided he was going to ask for investigations, which very well, unlike the Mueller investigation, they very well bring something up. I don't care if he did that for political reasons. That's all the Democrats have been doing for the last 3-4 years.
Without a doubt. Well, it's going to be pretty crazy because we do have Durham and Bill Barr's investigation that has gone overseas. And there is a sense of foreboding about what it is that they're going to be revealing. We'll have to wait and see. Eddie Scarry with the Washington Examiner. Thank you, Eddie.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, let me tell you, I say some truths cannot be denied. You're going to reap what you sow. And I think this country is in for a rude awakening. And I say rude for those that have been buying into a narrative that has no fundamental truth basis to it. That's the challenge that we have. We have what seems to be increasingly revealing to us is we have quite a corrupt process and government here that we're dealing with right now. And but you have to be earnest about pursuing the truth no matter what. And as we get ready to start getting from behind closed doors and having some public hearings on this latest chapter and attack on a duly elected president, get ready. And all I can say is that you would hold on to some critical thinking, ask questions, and let's hear it out and make sure that we're understanding the difference between the truth and opinion, because we're still hearing a lot of opinion. We know some facts, but those facts are getting buried by a ton of opinion. And as I said before on many occasions, it galls me when elected officials abandon due process and speak as if the president is already guilty. That's very dangerous and reckless, because it sets a pattern. You know, Sam, I want to bring you on here right now, see if you agree with this. You know, when you got a lot of stinking thinking and casual conversation and indictments out there, it kind of sets an environment and a pattern for everyday Americans to begin to embrace, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And, if you know, a lot of people aren't paying attention. You know, there's a lot of people who do pay attention to the news and what's going on, but there's a lot of other people who, you know, maybe just read the headlines and don't have time to delve into things, and they're trusting politicians to tell the truth. And if you sit there and you keep hearing over and over again that somebody's guilty of something, and you don't look further into it or question the politicians or certain media sources, you're going to believe what you're hearing. And yeah, it can be very dangerous if you're being purposefully misled.
Well, like Billy Graham said one time, you can always tell when a politician is lying And the shortened version is when their lips are moving, right?
Yeah.
So there it is.
That's accurate.
On that happy note, it is time for the Good News Girl. We're going to take a look at these viral videos. She's got a great report for us to share. This first one is an employee is going to be able to retire early after a generous boss decides to pay off his mortgage. Wow, what a gift, huh?
That's right. So Albert Burgess, he's a Vietnam War veteran, and he's been working for the same boss for 13 years. And his dream has always been he's a mechanic at a place called Renown Auto Restoration. His dream has always been to pay off his home and to retire and spend time with his grandkids, which, what a great dream.
Yeah, sure.
And so he lived in his home for 24 years, and he was 1 year from paying it off. And Rudy Quinones, his boss, decided, I'm going to pay it off for him. This guy comes in every day. He comes in even when he's sick. He's just one of those people who gives work his all. And he had about $5,000 left to pay towards that house. And so his boss decided, I'm going to let you retire early. I'm paying it off. He just called him into his office, and he's like, let me return the favor. You're such a great guy. You know, you've sacrificed for your country, and you work hard every day. Let me just do this for you. And it's just amazing when you see those opportunities, and, you know, it's like people just take advantage. Sometimes you just got to look out for the opportunity. And when his boss heard what he could do, he's like, let me step in and do this for you. Let me step in and give you some time with your grandkids, which that time is priceless.
Right. And you see, this doesn't happen in a socialist government. You know, this happens in a free America where bosses are able to do this. You see, you have Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders saying, well, you know, we would do that without question ourselves, because we would be doing it through the collective. Oh, would you? When has that ever happened in any kind of socialist government that an employee would be gifted something like this and have their mortgage paid off? You know?
Right. You couldn't do it for this one special employee who works hard. You know, you'd be taking it from other people. And there's something about the act of giving that in itself is a reward. And when you can do it with your heart and generously, it's not the same thing as being forced to give a cut of your hard-earned money to people who haven't earned it.
Well, especially even like in our country today, there's so much money that is given to people, you know, to help them out. But there's no connection because it's all done through the auspices of the government. I believe people were cheated, you know, ever since the whole welfare program was established, because we were short-circuited from that blessing of giving to people. And look what's happened. Look at all the trillions of dollars that have been invested. And what we've done is, by virtue of good intention, we've created a permanent underclass. We have taken away people's dignity. This is not what this is about. But anyway, for another discussion, just to lay it out there. But, you know, when I hear stories like this, it just warms my heart. It, again, reminds me of how grateful I am to be living in this country. And I can appreciate why people see that light on a shining hill and are drawn to it because of liberty and things like this, stories like this, that in their home country, not very likely to happen. Not at all. Another story here is a Waffle House. They were short on staff. And what happens? I mean, this is what you love. Again, this is all about community. The customers, they jump behind the counter and they start helping out, right?
That's right. So last Saturday night, Ethan Crispo left a friend's birthday party in Birmingham, Alabama, and he went to, you know, as many people do, he went to the Waffle House around midnight to grab a bite.
Right.
Well, he gets there, and there's only one employee working. There's one guy, he's cooking, and there's about 30 people eating there.
He's doing everything. He's collecting money, doing the whole deal, and, you know,
there's dishes to be done. There's
slinging hash and washing dishes. Cups. Oh, my God. One guy.
This poor guy.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
So Crispo was sitting there kind of watching the situation, and he's like, you know, maybe I need to just get out of here. I'm not going to burden this guy anymore. And he starts looking, and he watches, and a customer jumps up behind the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And this customer starts doing the dishes and just helping. And at first he's like, maybe this guy is just an employee that's like off the clock and,
right,
you know, came in, and it turns out he wasn't. And then he sees a couple other customers get up. One lady starts working the coffee. One lady starts bussing the tables. And he realizes this is just a spontaneous incident when the customer saw that this employee was in need of help. So the one employee, his name was Ben, he starts just cooking and running the register, and before he knew it, he had several customers up there. They got up in the middle of the night from their tables and were helping him run it. And that is one of the things we just love about this country, right? When you see people doing stuff like that.
See, this is the power of community. This is right at, you know, where the rubber meets the road, is your neighborhood operation like this. And you've got people, probably some of those people, you know, regularly go to that Waffle House and, you know, probably felt very comfortable, you know, and that's awesome. What a story for Ben to tell. And I'm sure the management of Waffle House going, hey, who messed up their work schedule or something to leave poor Ben by himself. But, I'm sure, everybody was blessed as a result of it. This next story happens to involve a FedEx employee where the coworkers, they secretly raise money to buy him a car, right?
Okay, that's right. So actually, Darlene Quinn, she is 60 years old, and she's been working at FedEx for the past 7 years. And unfortunately, several months ago, her car broke down. It was her transmission. I mean, it was just completely, you know, completely useless. And so she lives about 12 miles away from work, and she's determined to keep going to work every day. So she was walking 12 miles. When I first read this story, I thought 12 miles to work every day. Okay, she's walking 6 miles each way. No, she's walking 24 miles a day.
24, wow, yeah.
In order to go to FedEx and be a package handler, which is a very physically demanding job.
Mm-hmm.
And she obviously has earned the admiration of her coworkers working like that. All she's doing is trying to work and get a car and, you know, kind of get back on her feet. And so about 100 of the people in her local community came together for a GoFundMe and raised $6,000 to buy her a new car. And when she's surprised with it, just the humbleness and her attitude, she's doing everything she can not to cry.
Wait till you see this video. You see the video. It's on BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner. All these stories are there. They'll warm your heart. They'll encourage you. It will, a natural response is you're just thankful for good-hearted people like this. Now, this next story is a high school football player praying for an opponent whose mom is battling cancer. How did this come about?
So this is down in Texas. There's two high school football players, and they're on opposing teams, which was what was especially touching about it. Gage Smith approached his opponent, which his name's Ty Jordan, and Ty's mother was battling cancer. And whenever Gage heard about Ty's mother, he said, I heard about your mother, and I'm sorry, and I just want to pray with you. So there's a picture of these two opponents on opposing teams kneeled down together praying.
Mm-hmm.
For the other opponent's mother. And it's one of those things where, you know, that's what life and that's what, you know, like true sportsmanship is all about.
Exactly.
I don't know how the opposing players happen to hear about each other like that, but, like, that's one moment to be very proud of those boys, and we wish the best for Ty's mother.
Exactly.
In recovery.
Well, God bless her and these boys and the example that they set for their community. Final story, World War II vet gets his diploma at 95. Boy, that's a long session.
So it's been 70. That's right. So
yeah.
Corporal Louis Shaw, he received his high school diploma more than 70 years after he joined the Marines. He left high school to join the Marines in 1943, and he was actually wounded while he was there. And 70 years later, he walked across the stage. He still had his military uniform on underneath his cap and gown.
Wow, Semper Fi.
Which I love.
That is so awesome. She's the good news, girl. Now you know why. Check her out at BillMartinezLive.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com.
1-866-509-5817. That's 1-866-509-5817. Or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease